Episode 44, Consistency Wins the Race.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
What's up, ladies? How are you? Woohoo! Yes, your week is coming around the corner to an end. The weekend is getting closer. I don't know about you, but I do get excited about the weekends. I know sometimes for me, my weekends are a little busier because the kids are involved in activities. And so we find ourselves going, but we really enjoy that time together. So make it a great day today when you do this. And hey, hello to all of you who maybe stumbled upon me. I am so glad to have you on board today. We are just going to chat a little bit because, you know, we got to have a girl chat. And I think it's important that we have these once in a while. We're coming up to the end of the month, and we've set these humongous 2015 goals, and we know we want to conquer the world, and we know we can conquer the world, but we're starting to get stuck in a rut. It's coming up to the end of January, and dag nabbit, you're just not wanting to work as hard as you thought you did. And how are you going to win the race if that's how you feel? Consistency, baby. Consistency wins the race. Yes, it does. You're like, yeah, whatever. No, really, it does. And that's going to bring you closer to your goals. Now, I know you're sitting here going, all right, do I have to listen to you on this? Yeah, you do. You do. You got to buck it up here. And I want you to listen because I'm sharing and giving this to you from the heart. And I want you to know that you can reach your goals. But what's happening is you're getting stuck in those old habits. And you thought that if you made these goals and you wrote them out, that they would just magically happen with a little bit of work, not realizing that that little bit of work is actually going to be like 100 times harder than the work that you thought it was going to be. Even though you knew it was going to be hard, it was even that much greater, okay? And now you're pulling back going, man, I just don't know if I can do this. I'm telling you, you can. Consistency wins the race. And this is how you're going to do it. You're going to take your goals and you're going to break it down. Here's your kiss. Yeah, it is. It's pretty simple. You're going to come up with a consistency pattern. Say that three times fast. Consistency pattern, consistency pattern, consistency pattern. Whew. That's a tongue twister. I think I deserve an M&M for that. Okay, no, I won't. Anyway, my M&Ms are momentum and movement, and so I go on walks. So those are my M&Ms. So when I say I get an M&M, that's what I mean. All right, so back to the consistency pattern. It's real important that you take these goals, and you've broken them down as to kind of the steps that you need to go through in order to reach the goal. The thing is, sometimes you don't break those steps down and what you can do to make them the easy, simple baby steps, the things that you can do over and over and over again, that with consistency, doing it, creating this pattern, which then will create a good habit. It could create a bad habit, but we're focusing on the good habits. So when you create that good habit, then you win the race. You're there, okay? So again, all right, so let's look back at it. Let's jump to weight loss, okay? And you're like, really? We're back to weight loss. Yes, we're back to weight loss because you know what? That's on majority of our minds. It may be only 2 pounds because you just want that dress to just skim over that little roll right there that you have hanging in your closet. Or maybe it's those 20 pounds that are lingering going, dag nabbit, those hips. If I could just kind of squeeze them in, and that girdle just doesn't work well enough, okay? So back to weight loss, yes. Consistency wins the race. If you are consistent with your eating, you will, over time, lose the weight. If you choose to not be consistent with your eating, and one day you're like, oh, I messed up here at breakfast because the boss brought in donuts, so I had 2. So I really didn't care what I did for the rest of the day. And then the next day you're like, oh, well, I'm going to be so good. And you eat nothing but your proteins and your veggies and you have your real food and you're eating really clean. And then the next day comes around and it's a birthday party and somebody brings that into work and it's cupcakes this time and cupcakes are your favorite and they came from the cupcake store around the corner that you can never resist. Okay. That buttercream icing is a delight, I tell you. And then you have that. And then like, oh, I'm tossing it to the wind. 2 days you're off cycle again. And then like, oh, I'm going to do well. And then the weekend hits. Really? You see, the pattern's not there. So you need to set up the consistency pattern. If you take a pit stop, that little detour off the path, and you say, I'm going to treat myself to a cupcake. But then you know what? Just because I had the cupcake doesn't mean that I can't go back to eating healthy. Do you see the difference? So how about a cupcake? No. You don't go for the cupcake, you go for the healthy food afterwards, okay? After you've chosen that quick little detour. Again, consistency patterns. So I want you to go out and look at your goals, okay? Look at the goals that you have written in front of you. And I would love to hear what some of your goals are. Share them with me, your best selfie at createyournow.com. And let me know kind of what your consistency pattern is, where you want to work at it. You know, with exercise, for example, if you want to become a runner, you're not a runner, don't put on your goals that you want to run 7 miles a week or a day. Really? No. How about you start with walking? How about you start walking for 15 to 20 minutes a day? That's almost, on average, you can walk a mile in about 15 to 20 minutes, maybe 22 if you're walking a little bit slower. By the time, if you were to do that 7 days a week, that's 7 miles a week, you total that up for the month, you have just walked a marathon. Yeah, woohoo! Talk about consistency wins the race, and your body's going to start to feel it. You're going to start seeing the changes. Be consistent, because I promise you consistency wins the race. Your goals are important, but don't get stuck in a rut and leave them behind. Be consistent, because guess what? You are incredible. So go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I can't wait to chat with you next time. Love you guys. We'll see you on the other side.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.